Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. So this is Pop Culture Hour, not to be confused with Happy Hour. Although pop culture does make us all happy, and so does wine, so do what you want. Okay, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. This is Pop Culture Hour, the one I do every single month with Taylor Strecker. Welcome, Taylor. I think, you know, before we get into anything, it has been a fucking horrible week. You know, our heart, there's nothing we can really to even say to just like explain, or at least that I feel like there's nothing I can fully say to explain just like how atrocious some of the things, everything that I'm seeing is. And our hearts are going, are with everyone who is affected by this terrorism that is going on. And this podcast isn't about that. This podcast is to give you guys a break, is to give you a laugh, to give you, to provide entertainment, to just provide an escape. But yes, like, just know we're fucking with you. We're feeling all the same things. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to everyone who's affected by this.
Me too. My heart's like totally broken. I mean, this whole week, all I've been doing is like consuming the news and just trying to figure out how I can express to people my support for innocence on, you know, innocent, obviously innocent Israelis, all Israelis, innocent Palestinians. I mean, I'm just like trying to figure out how to communicate my support for people and let them know they're not alone and we won't be silent and we're here for them. And it's just,
but then it's like, you feel like, what can you do? Like, you know, I sent like text messages to some of my friends that, you know, who are Jewish. And I was just like, please tell me how I can actually do something to help. I felt like such an idiot texting people, but I'm like, I'd rather not, I'd rather text them something stupid and clunky and weird than not at all. But I'm like, is reposting like the flag, like making a fucking difference? Like, what should we be doing to actually help? And it just feels like there's nothing we can do.
But I'm telling you, that is so major. And there was a meme that I posted, and it was basically like, as a non-Jewish person, when I post anything like in support of Jewish people, my DMs flood or my text flood with thank yous. And it said, it's, you know, it's, I forget the wording. It said something like, it's so nice of them to do it, but it's tragic because it's so sad that like when, because so few people do like, you know, support out loud, that when non-Jewish people especially do, it's so appreciated by the Jewish community. So if there's any, I mean, if that doesn't make you want to reach out to your Jewish friends and families and coworkers, anybody, you know, I don't know what does it, but it makes a difference.
Yeah.
So,
well, we're going to do our best to
distract
and try, like, as I was like just going through all the things that I want to talk about, I'm like, I don't even care.
I'm like, what are we going to talk about? Brody Jenner like drinking breast milk in his coffee?
Yeah, like, fuck this. What is life? Like, literally, what is life? This is our job. This is our career. There's serious shit going on. And what we're doing right now is talking. No, that did not make the list. Brody Jenner,
I'm very proud of you that did not make the list.
A fucking coffee drink with his wife's breast milk does not make the list. Also, you know what?
Also, why are you posting that right now? Whatever. I'm not going to.
Yeah, no, the timing is weird. But also, like, Bo made a white Russian with my breast milk when I had Hartford. So, like,
now, see, that's something I'd like to discuss and I'd like to watch.
We took it one step further. Don't come at me with your lame ass breast milk coffee. We made cocktails, okay?
How did it taste?
I mean, breast milk tastes like almond milk. Like, I've tasted, like, it's just, like, it's kind of just, like, a little bit sweet. It's, like, not very thick, you know.
I prefer oat, to me it wasn't. But, you know, that's just me.
I am team oat milk, too.
Could you make it more oaty? I know, on tour, we tried to, like, get matcha lattes with oat milk.
Half oat milk, half almond, because half oat milk has so many more calories.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't. I know. Why does oat milk have to taste so good? But it's so, it's like the most caloric thing ever. Like, really?
I know. It's like, it's a cousin to fucking half and half. No, like it's not truly, even whole milk. It's worse.
Truly. But like everyone's obsessed with it. Yet we're all like, everyone's also obsessed with like diet culture. So it's like, this makes no sense, but oat milk until I die, it really is. It's so good.
Seriously. I know. I trained myself to like live off of skim milk and now oat milk has ruined my life. Like if oat milk goes away, I'm going to have to resort to whole milk. Like I'm a fucking toddler. It's ridiculous.
Well, I thought that oat milk was supposed to be like the healthy option. And so like, I'll never forget when I was pregnant with Hartford, I started using oat milk and it wasn't until a few months in that I looked on the back to see how like the calories and I was like, holy fuck, this is pretty much like four times the amount of calories if I just would have had almond milk, which I wish I just had never tried oat milk. Like I didn't know right, what it tasted like. I wouldn't have known, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Look at us just distracting with oat milk. How well, you know, how have you been besides that? We haven't really like caught up.
I have a new studio. She's like, wait, she's not, I know, right?
I was just about to say, where are you? I thought you were maybe out of town.
No, I am on my roof in my shipping container. Did you come up here for my birthday? Did you?
Yeah, I did. I saw it.
So, you know, it's slow and steady. Like, I mean, this is literally my life. Aside from like crying and just watching the news, I have been testing out my Wi-Fi in my new studio. I was also going to say, send me one of your mic flags. I can have a straight up Estasi mic flag.
Oh, fuck yes, I will. Fuck absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you look super profesh right now. Very professional.
Thank you. I have a plant next to me. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, she's a work in progress, but slowly but surely we're going to get this studio done.
It's giving, sorry, I have to say this, but please, it's an elevated version of this. It's giving like what Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher wanted to have, you know, when they did their weird apology.
Oh, not good.
Video. Where it's like they were trying to look relatable by posing or like setting up the camera and just fun in front of a bunch of wood. You know, it's like, we all know what your house actually looks like. It was in Architectural Digest. It's fantastic. Like, don't try and make it look like you're sitting in front of a barn, you guys. Like, you're one of us. Like, they're in their t-shirts and shit. It's like, shut up.
What do you think I should do, though? You are the home decor extraordinaire.
Well, I just don't think that you need to put too much because you don't want it to be distracting. I think it looks great. The plant, you've got the pillows, you got the wood in the back and the wood. Again, it's elevated wood.
I'm going to get a neon sign that says, hey girl, hey.
No. Hot take, you guys. I fucking can't take neon signs anymore.
You hate
every
them.
Fucking female podcaster. We all did it. We all had it. I am allowed to talk about, I'm allowed to talk shit about the neon sign because I had one. I traveled with it on a bus all throughout the country. I had to have the neon sign come with me, okay, on tour. That was a while ago. But like, no more neon signs. It's like, is there any other sign besides a fucking pink
That's
neon
what I'm
sign?
Asking. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know. But this is good for now, but this ain't gonna cut it long term. So I need your, please, input. Anybody, DM me. Like I need something.
I don't know. I don't feel like you need that. I think like we're aging. We're getting older. We just want to look chic. You know?
Do I get wallpaper that says, hey, girl, no. Hey?
Listen, do you need to say, hey, girl, hey, in the background?
I honestly would not to.
You don't need it. You say it. You don't need to have it in the background. Right. I just feel like why? It's so.
Should I do big, like, lips behind me?
I just think it's very 2017 Pinteresty girl boss culture to have like the neon signs, the sayings in the back. It's choogy.
Yes, it is.
It's choogy. And you know, we need to elevate. We're older now.
Well, somebody tell me what the next neon sign is because bitch wants it. Okay. Yeah, but no. So that's what I've been doing. Anything else? Well, and also you will be very excited for this. The whole reason I'm even moving my shit upstairs is because we're trying to get the downstairs, like laundry room, extra closet, office, like ready for a baby. Plus I was like, I have to see if this even works up here.
Yeah.
So that we know, cause like we want to stay here as long as possible. The really smile exciting. On your face right now, just, you fucking mommy bully. You're bullying me into parenthood.
This is the thing. I'm just like so in it right now. Like motherhood 24/7, all day long, all night long, no breaksies. It's like even when I have some help, there still is, you don't get a break because your brain is always there. Like I'm still thinking about Messer right now. Like even though somebody else is watching him. Like, and I just can't wait for you to be in it with me so we can just, you know, suffer and love it together.
Yes. Misery loves company. I understand. So, but don't, that makes you happy, right? I'm up here. I'm doing the thing. These are the steps I'm making in my life to commit to baby.
Having a baby.
Yes.
To having a baby.
But speaking of babies, I mean, we've talked privately, but like publicly, we have not. How is your baby? And
my baby.
I mean, I'm sure you've talked about it, so I don't want to like repeat for your audience, but just like, oh my God, what is two like? Like, what is fucking going on?
It's a lot. I'm telling you, it's a lot. Like one baby, you know, I understand now everyone who said like, I actually think it's easier when you just go from 0 to 1 than 1 to 2. Like they're right. They're right. Like, because when you have one baby, it's the only thing that you have to focus on. And you're just like in this bubble. But when you have your second one, you don't get to be in that bubble. And you still have the other one on you and you still, and I also like, I have to work, you know, the first time around it was during COVID. I didn't have that many jobs back then. Didn't have
Correct.
A lot to do. Okay.
Correct.
So
Forgot.
My only job during that time was to be Hartford's mother. And mm-hmm. so now I just feel really overwhelmed, which is making me a little emotionally crazy. I feel I'm very up and down. Some days I are like really great. And other days I feel the baby blues. Like I whatever, but Messer's just a really good baby. And I'm going to brag. He only wakes up like once in the middle of the night for the most part, knock on wood. Now he's going to start.
Everyone,
he's going to start regressing. He's going to start regressing. Yeah. He's had like a few good days and now I'm going to jinx it. And he's going to be one of those kids that wakes up every hour, but I'm doing okay.
Okay. Well, you look fabulous.
Well, thank you. This is what I do. I make a commitment to myself because if I don't do this, I will feel depressed. I have to wake up and put on makeup, put on my jewelry, put on some sort of chic, comfy at home outfit. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, like, you know, the depression hits the family.
I get it.
Hits,
you should have seen me. Us. I was in like 2 day old sweatpants this morning because Tay went to the fucking Phillies, whatever they're doing in sports.
Oh my God. Like seriously, this whole fucking past weekend, Bo went out. Like I'm like, I have a 1 month old baby. Bo went to the game. Bo planned like a big party night out. Cause he thought that you guys were going to be coming in town. He thought Rob was also going to be coming in for this party thing. And I'm like, just looking at him, like you are so lucky that I'm so chill as a wife and a mother. You are so lucky.
Seriously. So she was leaving. I have this like superstition. I'm very superstitious about random things. And so I just like to always walk her to the elevator and kiss her goodbye. I feel like it keeps her safe. I don't fucking know. But
yeah, you're
weird. I just need it for my brain.
Yeah,
and
it's okay.
That,
it's okay.
Whatever.
It's okay. Yeah.
So, but I walked outside of the apartment, which I like never do. And I had the like crusty sweatpants on and this like disc. I like, Tay had asked me, I'm so embarrassed. I shouldn't even admit this. Tay was like, did you throw up on your shirt? And I was like, no, I was cooking something or I was making coffee and it exploded on my shirt. I looked insane. I had a sleeping mask on my forehead and I like walked around and kissed her and one of our neighbors came out of the elevator.
No.
I was like mortified.
No.
Mortified. Mm-hmm. But well, yeah, man, fucking sports. Well, right?
We left the house, Bo and I, together for the first time without our children.
How was
the other
that?
Night. It wasn't like, so this is the thing. It wasn't like by choice. There was like a parents' night thing at Hartford School. So
oh my God,
it was
what is that like? What
it was a mixer. Like? It was a parents' mixer.
Are you making friends?
This is the thing, Tay. So
you're allowed.
Hold on.
You're
allowed. I was so scared and nervous and filled with anxiety. Yeah. I like the whole day, but I was like, you know, you can just cancel and I'll go. Like, you know, not only was I having anxiety about it because I hadn't left Messer at home by like, you know, without me, like I hadn't been separated from him yet. So, so that was already weighing on me and making me feel emotional. But then I also was just like, I don't know how to socialize and make new friends. So this is going to be, not only are we leaving both of our babies at home, like, like Bo's mom's here. So like she was there. We also had our nanny. So we had two people to watch Hartford and Messer while we went to this. But this was our first night out. It wasn't like a date night that we like had planned. You know, this was a, parent mixer. So I felt like I was going to vomit all day long, thought about canceling them. Like, no, we have to do this. We have to do this. We even texted some of the other, like a couple that like we know. And we were like, hey, like, are you feeling the social anxiety? Because like, I'm going to vom. And so it made us feel better to connect with somebody else who also felt the same way. Right. But I got my shit together. I put on a cute outfit. I made Bo make me like party cocktails, obviously. I got there and I had said that I was only going to stay for an hour, and I actually had fun and stayed pretty much the whole time. It was shocking.
Is she?
I don't know. I'm
so proud of you.
Thank you.
I have a question. Okay. And you're going to hate this question. And I always ask you questions like this, whether we're recording together or we're just like privately, but like you are famous.
Okay.
Okay. Ish. So like,
some people,
like social anxiety is, I told you we weren't going to like it, but social anxiety is real no matter what, period, end of story. But like, I think some people would think it would help if you're like a known person. Cause it's like, oh, automatically people want to be friends with you. But the way it must be so much more, more
it
challenging.
It makes it so much worse. It makes it, that's what Bo, so Bo and I kept saying, we were like, what happens when somebody says, so what do you do? You know what I mean? It's like,
I hate that question.
Oh God. It's like,
I hate it so much. And then they don't know. They're like, huh, I've never heard of you. And you're like, I didn't ask you to.
And I don't know, going into a situation like this, like who does know of me? Who has seen the worst version, like the worst parts of me? Like who's seen Vanderpump Rules, but only the bad seasons of me? Do you know what I'm saying? And rightfully so, they'll have an opinion, which I get. They have an opinion that wouldn't be favorable. And so then I feel like I'm just walking in and I don't know who hates me already, who doesn't know me, or who's like, or could maybe even be a listener. Someone could be a listener.
Or could be a fan.
Listener. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Which is a dream. That's the dream.
Yeah. No one was a fan. No one came up to me and
that's
said
the
that.
Beauty of LA. But you know what happens too? If somebody is a fan, sometimes the fans, I love when the fans are like, when you meet like in real life, they're like, I'm a fan. I'm like, fuck yeah. Thank you for fucking telling me. It makes it so much better. I think people think it's weird to say you are, but what's weird is if you are and you don't say it, because eventually it will come out and then it's weird. Because then we all have to pretend like we don't know what's going on.
No,
and it's weird.
I agree. So Taylor, I went up to someone and said I was a fan.
I'm dead. Wait, can you give us any context?
I'm not going to say who it is. I don't want to like expose this person.
Do we know who this person is? Would some of us know?
Maybe. It depends on. There's just this person who's on a television show that Bo and I watch, and I was like, I freaking love your television show. Like, I'm obsessed with it. So I said that I was. So like, there you go. Because I'm like, I don't want to pretend like I don't watch your television show. I watch it.
I know that happened to me like kind of recently. This person was like so trying to go out of their way that they didn't know me. And then like, I don't know, like a couple days later, they like said something to like a mutual friend. And it was like, wait, you 100% know who she, it was just, and now it's so weird. And now it's so weird.
Yeah, totally. It's just best to just get things out in the open. Get it out in the open.
Transparency.
But yeah. I ended up having a great time. I drank a lot of wine. So like that helped.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I do not gatekeep, especially when it comes to kids stuff. So I want to talk about the children's vitamins that I give Hartford, because we are big on Hiya vitamins in this household. Did you know that most children's vitamins are just like candy? Like, I'm telling you, they're filled with sugar, with unhealthy chemicals, just like junk that like kids like shouldn't have. Not with Hiya. It was actually stressing me out for a while before I discovered Hiya, to be like, okay, well, I don't know what type of vitamins to give to my kid. I don't like, there's so many options out there. Like, how do you ever know what to do? So when I discovered Hiya and I read all about it and started giving it to Hartford, and Hartford just like loves the taste of it and asks for more all the time, which I'm like, sorry, you can't, that's not how it works. But you know what I mean? We fell in love. So it's formulated with the help of nutritional experts. Hiya, it's pressed with a blend of 12 12 organic fruits and vegetables, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, okay? Including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and so many others that help with immunity, energy, all the things, mood, concentration, teeth, the bones, all of that stuff. It's non-GMO, it's vegan, it's dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else you can imagine. I also love that, like, when you first order it, you get this like really cute, cool, chic bottle, and then you get they send you eco-friendly refills every single month. So you get like your bottle at first, and it like really is chic. Like, you want to just like have it out in your kitchen, and then you have refills sent to you every month. Hartford loves it. It makes me feel really good about what I give her, and makes me feel like I'm like doing a good job as a mom. And I just know how stressful it is when you have kids and you're trying to figure out like what is best for them, what vitamin is best for them, what should they be eating. I know they're not getting like all the nutritional needs because Hartford eats pasta 24/7 and won't eat her vegetables all the time. Hiya, you guys, check it out. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin, okay? So receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi. So this deal is not available on their regular website. You have to go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi. That's HiyaHealth.com/Stassi and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. So I guess we should get into it. It's been what, like a really long time since we did this, because oh my God, I took 2 weeks off. Well,
yeah. I feel like we get to like recap stuff that's like, yes, technically old, but like new for us to discuss. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Yeah. Honestly, we don't even need to follow my list if we don't want to. Like, let's, okay. Because just lots of shit has gone down over the past 2 months, month and a half. Like,
yeah.
Lots of breakups. Like, what the fuck? You and I never even talked about Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. We didn't even text each other about that.
Oh my God. He tried.
He tried.
Boy tried.
He tried. Totally, he thought he was doing something for a second. He really thought He was like, I got it figured out. Me and my team, we know what we're doing. Don't worry. Yep. I got it under control. He really tried.
Salem witch trials. We see you, Joe. And then Gen Z was like, no fucking way, dude. And I love the TikTok Gen Z energy when it comes to especially like feminism. It's like the shit that used to work, the old blueprint, the old PR spin, the playbook, It's done. Mm-hmm. And I think Joe Jonas really was like, he was a sacrificial lamb, and honestly, let him be.
Yeah.
And The fact that Taylor Swift was like in the midst, was like, hey, Soap, want to move into my sick Tribeca pad, was like the best thing ever.
Wanna be besties? Oh my gosh. I just like, I can't believe it. Really is true. There has been this shift with just like the way PR is, the way publicists handle things. Like the old way of doing things doesn't work out. Like we're all smart. All of us are smart. We can see through something being a PR stunt. We can see when something's fake. Like we get, there's no point anymore. You know, like you gotta just kind of be a good person. You just like have to just try and actually do the right thing nowadays.
Like trying to like make her look like she had a drinking problem. She's partying. She's a bad mom. She said something or did something on a ring cam, which like assumption's the worst. Cause it's like, what did she like cheat? What did she like hurt one of the kids? Well, it's like the assumption is so bad. And I love when people were like, yeah, someone came out and they were like, yeah, she was just like, fuck him. And it's like, who hasn't said that even when you're with somebody, let alone the other day I watched it from Tana. I was like, bitch, I was so mad at her. And then I said, I was sorry. Cause that's so nice. But you know what I mean? It's like, oh, boo fucking who? She said something mean about you, Joe. You're going through separation. What is she's going to like sing your praises? It's so stupid. So I was just proud of the world for not falling for the bullshit.
And I'm proud of everyone who did their research and dug up the old, the unearthed like interviews where they were asked, you know, who's the homebody, who likes to go out.
And,
you know, and they were just, it was so, so clear that Sophie was the one that likes to stay home and chill and has like a little bit of social anxiety and all that stuff. And he was more of the partier. I'm like, yes, it would be like, Cause like, I feel like I'm the one who likes to stay home. It would be like, if Bo and I went through this and he tried to spin it that like, I'm always out at the clubs leaving my kids, or like, I'm always out at the bars.
It's hilarious.
Like, Please try. No one's going to believe that shit. You know, that's what it felt like it would be. Anyway, I now wonder, since they've now reached their like custody, like
agreement,
and they're saying like, we look forward to co-parenting together and all that stuff. That feels impossible once they've gone so dirty, once someone's gone so dirty the way that Joe Jonas did, how do you even begin to co-parent in a way that
I'm a petty bitch. So like, if Tay and I, you know, we have a child, let's say, and then we get a divorce, I am selfish and I am a millennial, but I'm an elder millennial. So technically I'll act like Gen Y. I will act, is Gen Y millennial? I'll act like Gen X. I will be the parent that's like, I'm never speaking to that asshole again. But millennials happen to be very good at co-parenting, and I admire that. Because I feel like in our generation, like when our parents, boomers or whatever, X, depending on your age, got divorced, it was like, good luck at your wedding. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of like the vibe.
Totally.
And I feel like millennials are, for whatever reason, are like really prioritized co-parenting. I had a friend, and she cheated on her husband, and she got caught by a private investigator at the mall buying her lover a couch. Bad. With, you know, technically her husband's money. It was bad. And
oh my God.
They got divorced, and it was ugly during the divorce, but now they are such amazing co-parents, and I'm like so proud of them. Like, I'm like, God, you guys are fucking goals. Seriously. Like,
yeah.
A lot of times people aren't couple goals, but they're divorced couple goals, and they certainly are. And I really admire people that can like put their shit aside for the betterment, like of the kids and the family, like even like Chloe with Tristan. Like, I'm really into the Kardashians right now, but I'm just really,
we're going to talk about them a little bit.
Yay. Yeah, I'm kind of caught up. I love it, but I admire people that can do it. Cause I don't know if I could, I really don't. Cause I'm selfish and a shit.
So I think that you could. I think you would surprise yourself. I think about this a lot, though, because I imagine, like, I try to imagine what would happen if, like, I felt betrayed by Bo in some way. In no way would I ever speak poorly about him because I care so much about my kids. And, like, that's it. Like, that's all it is. I want my children to grow up, like, and respect and love their dad and not feel, I don't know, have it. Like, I don't know. I could never speak poorly of him publicly. I don't know. I mean, I'd want to like murder him. Like, behind the scenes, I'd probably like be doing like really crazy shit. Like really making his life miserable, just like undercover doing that. But the other thing that made me really sad for Sophie Turner is that she has been such like, so vocal about the fact that she doesn't want her kids' faces out there.
Yeah.
Like, she has posted like, you know, comments about like the paparazzi and talked about how like that's important to her. She does not want her kids out there. And Joe like effectively just like turned that on its head. And like, now the kids are being stalked by paparazzi. Now Joe is like using them, like, you know, that first paparazzi shoot where he was, you know, handling both the kids, taking them to breakfast. It's like, oh my God, this was so staged. And that just breaks my heart for Sophie. Cause it's like, wow, that was like the one thing that she didn't want. The one thing she wanted was just privacy for her kids. And now that's the one thing she doesn't have.
He's passive aggressive AF. I'm not vibing him at all.
He's giving me toxic ex-boyfriend vibes. Like, he's just reminding me of just like, it's
also cake by the ocean sucks. Let's just say it. Okay.
Damn it. I love that song.
Of course you do.
It's catchy. It's
fine. I'll dance to it. I'm just saying, it's like not that good of a song.
I mean, it's no Game of Thrones main titles theme song. Okay, can we also talk about how there is a squad that I think we need to try and be part of, and this involves Sophie?
Okay, are you... Okay, get ready. Everybody get your ears ready. I'm happy I'm in my shipping container so I can scream my head off because I know what squad you're talking about and I want in, but there is somebody in the squad who should not be. And I have deep feelings about this.
Wait, are we talking about the same thing, Taylor?
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift, Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, and yes. Sophie Turner now.
Yes, I'm in.
Except, Hugh Jackman is what sold me. Like, I'm Hugh Jackman. Like, I want to be best friends with Hugh Jackman. That's it. That's all I want. I love everybody else in that squad. So I'm just like, whoa. Like, this is it's the power couple of squads.
I know.
Who's in the squad that doesn't deserve to be there?
Taylor Swift, I'm sure, did it. Again, the way she did it for Sophie, I think she did it for this person too. Being like, the internet hates you. You're a nice girl. Like, I have the power to make people change their minds. And listen, Taylor, you're really testing me here. So, yes, you indeed, girl, can make people totally flip on a dime because you co-sign something.
Who?
But Taylor bringing Brittany Mahomes into box, I am not okay.
Oh my God, Taylor, I forgot all about this because I don't like sports. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, so I remember one of the last times you and Teddy were visiting us.
You
guys were trying to explain to me who Brittany Mahomes, I think this was a year ago, actually, when you guys.
No way. It wasn't that long ago because I haven't really been invested for that long.
Halloween because it was during football.
You're right. It was.
Okay. Yes.
Because the Eagles played the Kansas City Chiefs in the
whatever.
Did I just say the right name? Is that their name?
I don't know. I really don't know. Okay, and I don't care. That's not the point. That's not the point. The point is that you guys were talking about this Brittany Mahomes and the brother, some brother.
Yes. Jackson Mahomes, who we're all allowed to not like Jackson because he literally, like, he has some serious accusations, maybe even charges, not even just accusations, against him with, like, women and, like, assault.
Okay,
so
I didn't even
know
legit. This.
We're allowed to hate
him.
Okay,
so he is actually the worst.
And everyone loves Patrick Mahomes. He's the quarterback. He's a good guy. That, like, her awfulness has no necessary bearing on him. He seems like a nice guy. He talks like Kermit the Frog, but, like, who gives a shit? But, like... She in particular, like, I have had so many people. So I had Tay on Taste of Taylor a couple weeks ago. Uh-huh. And we talked about this because I realized that the only reason I don't even like Brittany Mahomes, the only reason I know not to like her is because of my wife. So I was like,
So let me clarify. That's the only reason I know too. I don't know who this person is. I don't know what she looks like. If I saw her walking down the street, I would not know. But I remember you and Teddy explaining to me why she was the worst. And I was like, cool, I don't care. But then I saw that she was hanging out with Taylor. And I was like, is that who they were talking about?
Okay, yes, indeed. And I want you to tell me, maybe you didn't dissect it the way that we did because we have this like negative bias towards Britney. Uh-huh. But like when you saw them interacting, did you happen to notice that Taylor Swift looked annoyed? Because she looked annoyed to me.
I'm going to be honest. I still don't know what Brittany Mahomes looks like. And I was not paying attention to that. That was the last thing I was paying attention to. To be honest.
Listen, I'm so here for Taylor Swift. I'm such a Swiftie. I'm like, you know, like Beyonce just went to the premiere of a movie. Like, I love you, Taylor. Like, if you tell me I should like Brittany Mahomes, I like Brittany Mahomes. But like, I wonder if you like Brittany Mahomes. And I wonder if you regret bringing her into the fold oh so quickly. Because, you know, she kind of seems annoying. But you know what? I'll defer to you, Tay-Tay. I will.
No, it's one of those things. Because didn't I just hear that? Okay, so Travis Kelce is his name. Okay.
You got it, queen.
All these sports people. Didn't I just read that his ex-girlfriend unfollowed Brittany Mahomes?
Yes, and I actually
They used to be like really good friends.
Yes.
So this is my theory, I guess, now that we're talking this through, okay?
And real quick, Kayla was a bridesmaid in Brittany and Patrick's wedding. Yes, yes.
Oh, that's major.
Yes, major. They were very, and up until recently, even though her and Travis were broken up, Brittany would bring Kayla into her like suite or her seats with her for the games because they're such good friends.
Wow. When do they break up? Do you know?
No idea.
Okay. Well, I now think, obviously, what Taylor's doing. Taylor probably thinks Britney is annoying as fuck, too. But Taylor is trying to be, like, buddy-buddy with his friends. It's new girlfriend. Yeah, it's what you do when you first start dating someone. You're like, I love all of your friends. Let me make the biggest fucking effort with all of your friends. And then slowly but surely, you make that person fall in love with you. And then you're like, do we really have to go hang out with them again?
Literally.
That's literally how it goes. Obviously, sometimes you end up loving your boyfriend's, your significant other's friends, and then you become one big fun group. But like in the beginning, whether you like them or not, mm-hmm. you pretend you love them. You pretend to love them. So that's all Taylor Swift's doing. And honestly, like, do you think Brittany Mahomes, do you think, okay, let's see what you and I would do. Okay.
Okay.
What if, so you and I are best friends. Okay.
Yeah.
So what if, well, someone would have to break up. I'm trying to think, like, if Taylor Swift started dating Teddy, if you guys broke up.
It's honestly the meanest thing you've ever said to me. I would die. I would die.
Wait, you're right. And I am a loyal motherfucker. And well, first of all, I love Teddy. Teddy's also my...
Yeah, but see, this is the game people play, right? So you're like, what? I love Teddy too. She's my friend too. I don't want to pick sides. Oh, but by the way, now she's dating. Let's do it. Like, is there even, there is no equivalent, Taylor Swift. It's like Taylor Swift or Beyonce. They're the only equivalents of each other. It's like Taylor's, yeah, God, can you imagine the Taylor's me and Taylor then become Taylor Donahue and Taylor Swift? I would die. And then it's like, what, you're like, I'm just hanging out with Teddy and new Taylor,
new
better Taylor. It's like Kate Bosworth all over again, moving to town, replacing me. I can't handle this conversation.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what. Oh my gosh. I actually think that I would be.
Of course, what you're going to be like, I'm not going to hang out with Taylor Swift. First of all, you would hang out with shit on her shoe if somebody you love is dating somebody. Like, that's what you do in the beginning of a relationship.
Right. I am a loyal bitch, though. I don't know. If this is the thing, it would depend on how y'all's relationship ended.
Right.
If it was just you guys ending your relationship and then Teddy started dating Taylor Swift, sorry to really freak your brain out. But then I'd be like, I'm sorry, but I'm hanging out with Taylor Swift and Teddy. Like, you guys had an amicable breakup. But if
yeah,
Teddy.
But if we didn't, you would be like, I don't want to be friends with Taylor Swift now.
I can't hang out with Taylor Swift.
You kind of can't blame Brittany Mahomes, you know?
No, I wouldn't hang out with Taylor Swift for you. If Teddy had hurt you.
You're meaning
if she had betrayed you. That's the only way I'd say no to Taylor Swift. I'd be like, I can't support this because she betrayed my best friend.
You're such a good friend.
I mean, I haven't fully been tested yet though. So. So until, like, you know, it's like you always think like you're going to act a certain way in a, you know, like, am I fight or flight? It's like you're saying like, oh no, I'm a fighter. And then no, I'm not.
No, turns we out, found turns, out all three of us, out. Me, you and Bo, it's not fight or flight. We just freeze.
We freeze.
We do nothing.
Like, why is it only flight or fight or flight? Like, where's the freeze in that scenario? Because
we need to bring it in. Freeze is most people's default. I promise you that.
Truly. Yeah. We're 100% freezers. If there was some sort of like end of the world moment, like, we'd be out. Like, and that's fine. I'm fine with it. How do you feel about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce dating? Do you like this pairing?
I mean, I'm into it because, again, like, I'm a Swiftie, so I'm like, whatever Taylor wants is what Taylor should have. I don't know. I just feel like there's moments where I think he's kind of adorable. There's moments where I'm like, okay, like, I'm not like obsessed with him. I go back and I vacillate. Like, I see both sides. I see people being like, he's adorable. And I see sides of people being like, he needs to like chill out.
Mm-hmm.
But his mom said on the Today Show, I think she was just nervous because she doesn't give me petty energy, but like the way I would die.
But did you watch it or read it?
I read it and thought, whatever. And then I watched it and went,
kss. Oh no.
Yeah. Because it was like, they basically were like, here's what I think. I think that they're probably told by PR not to ask about Taylor, which is also like, come on, to her publicist. Like, why is she here then? Like, of course they're going to ask her about Taylor Swift, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they probably requested she didn't. Hoda didn't. And then she did, which happens all the time. And then I think she like froze. And so they were like I think that her annoyed sound, because they were like, what was it like to meet Taylor Swift? And she was like, it was okay. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So see, I didn't watch it. I just read it. And it read worse than what I was imagining. I thought it was okay.
Like it was like, she was almost trying to sound like it ain't shit. But I feel like maybe the okay was like, it's no big deal. I'm cool. Next question.
Right, right. Could have gone either way. But I will say, when I saw photos of them all buddy-buddy, like hugging each other, I was like, Taylor, it's a little much. I actually, like, I think, like, when you first meet someone's parents, like, I can't, I mean, I don't, is that how I should have been? I mean, I don't know. It just felt like this is a lot. This is a lot.
It is a lot.
And
it
maybe the mom is like, this is a lot.
I know.
Right? And maybe the mom is used to her sons being like the center of attention and her being able to do interviews and talk about her sons and all of that stuff. And now it's like she's being asked about Taylor Swift. So she's probably just like, I want to be asked about my sons, not about Taylor Swift.
I think the energy that she delivered, it was okay, was about being asked about Taylor, not necessarily about how she genuinely felt about meeting Taylor. But it didn't sound great.
Okay. I just like have a weird vibe about football players. I think that football players, they fall into two categories. They're either like the best people in the world, family men, like so committed to their partners and just like, I feel like really kind and nice.
Yes.
Or they're like full blown fuckboy players. And fun fact about me, I don't know if you even know this, but when I was in college, like I fully like was a football player skank. Okay.
I had no idea.
I'm not even going to name.
Between the goth stage. Wait, how did we go?
This was in college. I'm not going to say who, because there are three football players.
I'm fucking dead. Wait. So between goth school. Stage and Stassi loves the club stage.
It was during the club stage. There was, okay. I loved the club with the football players. Okay.
Got it. That tracks. Yeah.
Okay. I was a little skanky.
When you say football, do you mean like college football
college
guys
football.
Or do you mean like, but
college
do
football.
We know them?
Yes.
I'm fucking dead.
Some of them are kind of just like, sometimes like I'll go and check on them to be like, what did ever happen to this person? I'm like, oh, that sucks. Like they're nothing happened to them. But a couple, yes, you would know. And they were fuck
you know
boys.
Teddy's and they, going to be calling you and harassing you about names, right?
Okay. One of them, can I just say this? One of them,
yeah.
I think, was a klepto and stole my dad's vintage sunglasses from my car. And I will...
Wait,
and
he Jax was, the most- was a football player?
Just kidding.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. I had to. I'm just kidding. We know no. Jax stole those in Hawaii.
Oh my God, why do I attract people who steal sunglasses?
I don't know.
That's alarming. Yeah, it was the most famous one too. And I let him move my car in the morning after I had spent the night at his house. And my dad had given me his vintage, like Porsche sunglasses that he had from when he was in college. Like literally his college photo, he's wearing in like his ID
Sick.
Card. He's wearing those sunglasses. So like they were important to me, those sunglasses. And he moved my car and then they were gone forever. So that is the only, that's the only like possible explanation.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's why I just feel weird about football players. I just they're either the greatest or they're just like crazy fuckboys. And my only experience with the ones that I dated were like, they were crazy fuckboys.
Yeah. No, I think athletes in general are tricky, you know? So, but I agree with you. I think it's opposite end of the spectrum. Either they're like totally like, and this is for like all pro athletes, like very like religious family men, like, mm-hmm. like so all about like their wives and their kids and God, or total fuckboys.
So like, which one is he? That's basically what this all boils down to.
I think his brother, Jason Kelce, is like the good family guy. Totally. But they have a
podcast together.
Yeah. And Jason will like say to Travis, like, how do we grow up in the same house? Like, first of all, he's always like, Travis, how do you talk the way you do? We grew up in the same house. What is this front you put on? So that's number one. Okay. And, but like, but that makes me also feel like with, well, if they're so opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also Travis's ex-girlfriend came out and said that he like, he would cheat on her and stuff like that. So.
Yep. And honestly,
it's not looking good.
Not shocking. You know, that like a football player is a cheater. Totally.
Of course.
So.
No, I know. I mean, so I, yeah, I'm not sold on Travis either, but like also it's not my life. So I guess it doesn't really fucking matter.
I support Tay-Tay and all her endeavors, mm-hmm. Business-wise or romantically. And I feel like at the very least, we'll get some great music out of it. I mean, 100%. Imagine the guy who has the balls
to like,
you better be fucking in, ready to be wiped up, or else you're gonna have a song written about you, and everyone's gonna know.
A whole album. It takes a narcissist. He'd probably like it. You know what I mean?
Totes.
Okay, I want to talk about Jada Pinkett Smith.
What the fuck?
Okay,
this is the thing.
Okay, you guys, I don't know if this is fairly new information. Okay, so she's coming out with her autobiography, and she just did an interview saying that her and Will Smith have been separated for 7 years. She also said that Chris Rock asked her out years ago when he heard that.
I saw that. Was that like a joke or was that legit?
See, the way she's telling the story, it's legit. Like, obviously, she's trying to sell books right now.
No wonder the slap.
But like, okay.
Like, there's so much more to the story now. Also, why are you defending somebody you're separated with?
What I don't understand is, like, I thought that, like, Jada, her whole thing with Red Table Talk and with her family is, like, her whole thing is honest conversations. Like, that was literally her brand. You know, yeah. It's like when like someone makes their brand, like being the nice person, like Ellen DeGeneres
Danger.
Is making your brand like, and now then like you find out that she actually like isn't the nicest person. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Jada's whole brand was, we're going to have those difficult conversations because we want honesty. We want people to be open. She talked about how she had an affair. Well, that wasn't an affair, I guess, because now you're saying that you guys have been separated for 7 years. So when you had those difficult conversations, those weren't actually real. So now I don't even know what you're about or like what anything about you is real or not, because you know what I'm saying? It's very confusing.
She's just out here making Will look like such a fool. And like, Will, I love you. I'm team you. Okay. Like, I just feel like like the cheating, whether it was in the timeline of them being separated or not, like he looked crazy. Like she's making him look like I think he's clearly more into her than she is into him. And I just feel like everything he does trying to like get back in her good graces. And he's out here looking crazy. And I feel bad for him. I really do.
I do too. I just saw this article. Granted, it was on Daily Mail, but it was like body language expert talks about how Jada Pinkett Smith like looks like excited and giddy to talk about like to admit that they separated 7 years ago. And I watched the video. I'm like, it does. Like she looks like she's like announcing something fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it was the energy was so weird, and I'm just so confused when someone's whole brand is about being honest and open and having those hard discussions with your children and your mom and your husband on Red Table Talk. Was that all a lie?
Devil's advocate.
Okay.
Because I thought about this. Mm-hmm. So maybe it was a secret because of the kids. Maybe the kids were like, we don't want people to know this for whatever reason. Who knows what it's like growing up in the public eye to that degree.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one caveat. If they did it for good parenting, then fine. But right. It's I was shocked to shit. That's all I can say.
Well, I just feel like if they were doing it for good parenting, then why would she have come out and done a whole red table talk about how she cheated on her husband? Like,
oh, correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Like, the kids argument, like, it doesn't stand.
Is there a world in which she did cheat and they're separated, or does that timeline overlap?
She cheated technically during the 7 years that they were separated.
Is that why they got separated? I'm confused.
This is why we're all going to go buy her book. So
there you job go. Well done. Job well done. I'm definitely going to buy it.
Like, literally, the second I hang up, I'm going to go on Amazon and buy this book. So yeah. Okay. Now let's just move on. Let's just move on to fun stuff. Okay. Let's talk about the Kardashians. So I am not fully caught up because I just watch everything on TikTok. So I get all of the information that I need to know via TikTok.
Fair enough. So I randomly like started watching last season of the Kardashians. I wasn't like fully watching the whole season, but I watched like the last like four episodes. I wanted to see Kim and Kourtney fight about Dolce & Gabbana. So I started there.
That's why I turn on TikTok.
Yep. I actually started when Kim did go Dolce & Gabbana. And is it Dolce & Gabbana?
Dolce & Gabbana,
like,
yeah.
You're right. Yeah. And then Kourtney got upset, and then like the fight and the whole like Andre Bocelli was it me wedding. Like, crazy. And I've continued now into the new season. I might be an episode behind the time this airs, but the fight continues in this season. And I mean, basically what Kourtney and Kim say is that, like, yeah, they forgave each other after the Dolce & Gabbana thing. They had a talk, but then they went and they had to watch the edits, which is very unnatural. They said, and they acknowledged it, but like, it doesn't mean that they weren't pissed at each other for saying the things that they said, you know, after the fact and, or while in the heat of the moment. But like, even though they know that those nasty things were said, they still were said and they're pissed again. So they are fighting once again, and I like it. I'm sorry, but I do, and I'm still team Kourtney.
You are fully.
Bully.
Okay.
Bully.
This is the thing. I know what it's like to watch it back, you know? Mm-hmm. I am surprised that it affects them so much when they watch it back, because they've been doing reality TV way longer than I have. They've done a million more episodes than I have. And it took me just like a couple years to kind of like get over that. So like after like season three, like, it didn't bother me when I watched things back and saw what people said. Cause like, I knew that like we were making a show and we had to say it. And like, that's what happens when you're fighting about something. You say nasty things behind each other's backs. And
right.
And so like and it was over by then.
Do you think it's different because they're family? And so it really runs so deep, or could it be that like, it's all performative fighting and it's
no,
like, totally
I don't think
fine.
It's performative. This feels very real. It really feels like Kourtney just doesn't like being a part of her family.
Well, she kind of says, like, so Khloe and Kourtney did this thing where they were like, had a lie detector, so they had to answer truthfully last season.
Yeah, I saw part of that on TikTok.
She asked her basically like, do you hate anybody in our family? And Kourtney said no, point blank. And the lie detector test woman was like, yeah, she's telling the truth. So that's good. But that was then. But I think she's very rubbing up, towing the line of hating Kim. I think she really doesn't like Kim. And I think that this is something that goes back to when they were little. And I think that they're just very different people. And Kourtney kind of said this. She said, like, I don't need you anymore. I have a family. I have Travis and I have our kids. And like, I'm good. Like, I have a person. So like, I think she feels like she suffered at the hands of like abusive relationships and unhealthy relationships that she also participated in for so long. And now that she has Travis, she's like, I don't need to deal with your bullshit anymore. I kind of felt like that when I met Teddy. Like,
no, I know, Taylor, I know exactly what you mean right now. Because I
and
kind
not
of,
with my family, per
no,
se.
Yeah,
like,
no,
but like I had friendships that I was like,
life.
I like when I was married to husband, I needed my friends so bad because he was not it. You know, my family's far away. But then when I met Teddy, I was like, oh, you know what? Huh? You've been really fucked up to me for a long time and I actually don't need you anymore. And it was like an amazing feeling. And I ended a lot of relationships and I feel great.
Yeah, no, same actually, especially yeah. like with Vanderpump Rules. Not that I quit. I did not quit Vanderpump Rules, right. But just with the way that it has gone down since then, with me being like, now I'm like, I don't want anything to do. Like, I like it actually kind of, when I think back on that, it like kind of makes me depressed, like to live that way. Like it was just like such a toxic environment all the time that I thought was normal. Like so many different friendships and relationships that were like, that was not normal. And like, now that I have like my husband, my kids and like friends, like you people that yep. are, that I fucking love and don't have any toxic issues with, like, I'm like, I don't need that shit. Like, no.
And like, Kim like told her while they're, and even like while they were fighting during the first, it's like the opening scene to the episode, which is I highly encourage watching it. It's
when they're on the phone. They're on yes. the phone, right? Yeah.
But like the way that Kim, like you can see her fighting technique, because as Courtney's like, no, absolutely not. And this is why I'm doing this. Like Kim starts grasping at anything she can to be like, well, we have a text message chain about you. Mm-hmm. And Courtney was like, oh, and you're asking me why I want to be in this family? That seems fucked up. And it's like, Courtney's making so much sense. And then Kim does like the, are you not happy? And she's like,
oh, that killed me. That killed me. That made me so angry at Kim. It is.
It's so gross. And like, she was like, and even Courtney said, you're grasping at anything you can to hurt me. And this is why I think you're a witch. She started crying. Oh, are you not happy? And she's like, I'm happy not on the phone with you right now, but I am happy. And then she said, well, we're concerned about you. Mm-hmm. Fucking so toxic and so abusive and so like so messed up for so many reasons. And then she did the ultimate where she was like, well, your kids are concerned about you too. And yeah. they talked to me. I was like, Kim, you're really crossing a line here.
Yeah, no, that was low. That was the moment. Cause I can never decide if I'm team Kim or team Courtney. Like I love them all. Whatever. You know what I mean?
I do. I still enjoy Kim, but in this fight, there's a very clear line for me.
When the second that she said something about her kids, my heart, like it was like a dagger. It was like a sword. I was like, I couldn't imagine if someone did that to me. If someone was like, well, Hartford has said something about it, I would die.
Even housewives have a rule, no kids. And they fight so dirty. These are family members. Yeah. I just thought it was so dirty. And like, and then also thinking about too, I was like, of course your nieces and nephews, like kids complain. Kids are probably like, I don't like my curfew or, you know, like the dumb shit. But the way she said it was so like, your kids call me concerned about your happiness. It's like, that is so fucked up, Kim.
Yeah.
That is so fucked up. I think Kim is having a hard, and Courtney said too, you weren't even happy for me at my wedding. I think Kim has a hard time being happy for other people's happiness and success. And listen, she's in a really shit spot right now with the father of her children. I have empathy for that. But I think that Kim, I believe Courtney, when she's like, you have a hard time not being the center of attention. And when you're not, you're in a bad mood. And you were miserable at my wedding. I believe her. I believe everything she says.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel that. Damn it. And you know what really drives me nuts is when people in fights, I think you and I have talked about this before, because you've dealt with this. When someone says like, well, I have so many friends, as if to be like, I must be right. I must not be the problem because I have so many friends. That's like the energy that like Kim has, where Kim's like, well, there's so many people who's on my side that I must not be I can't possibly be the problem because we have a group chat that you're not in and your kids came to me and we're worried about you. So like, that's my proof that I couldn't possibly be any sort of the problem.
Yep.
And those people are the worst.
The literal worst.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Okay. So that's how I feel about that.
Team Courtney.
I guess Team Courtney in this fight. But it's like, what's coming up next week?
I don't
what
know.
What am I going to see on TikTok next week?
I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it.
Is there anything else that's gone on in the last month and a half. I can't believe and just like that got picked up. What the fuck?
Yes. Okay. I know. I DM'd you this. I loved her SJP's outfit for the New York City Ballet. Okay, she looked so good. Sam's, that ponytail with that ribbon made me love her all over again.
Yeah, no, I know. It was like a fantastic look, but I cannot believe that this show got picked up again. Like, I just... Whatever.
It's like, great. Thanks a lot. Now I have to continue hate watching this.
No, it's like, thank you. Like, yeah, now you're going to take up another fucking 8 hours of my life. Not more than that, because I talk about it. You know what I mean? And it takes up space in my brain. So you guys are taking time away from my kids. Time that I could be spending with my children for me to watch the fucking shit show that is. And just like that, like, that's selfish, SJP.
But
it's
what
selfish.
Would you do if they canceled it?
I'd be like, good, I'd be like, good, because then I'm free. You know, like, this is just like, I feel like I just like have a responsibility to watch it. I don't enjoy any of the time I spend watching it. I feel like it's just a chore. Like the way that I wash Messer's bottles all day long. Okay. I don't enjoy any part of it, but like, it's something that I just have to do. That is the equivalent to, and just like that, it's washing Messer's bottles. Hand washing them.
Well, we'll be washing the bottles together.
Fuck. Okay. Well, I guess that's it. No other big things, right? God, I feel like I've been out of the loop. I try and pay attention to what's going on as much as possible, but like, listen, being a mom of two is a lot.
Of two. You're momming. I can't believe you're even back. Your maternity was like 2 seconds.
That's fine. It really did actually feel like it was only 2 seconds too. Like once I hit the set, once the 2 weeks were over, I was like, what the fuck? My heart just like really like goes out to like all the moms that have to go into work right away. Like I couldn't imagine how that must feel to like be forced to leave your baby. Like I think about those women all the time. Like it hurts when I come downstairs to do this fucking podcast. Like I could not imagine just like having to leave and go to work.
I know.
But yeah. Well, I love you and I miss you. And like, please just like come plan a trip to come see me. Okay.
We are. We're working on it. In end of November, early December.
Yeah, you guys say that, but
no, that's for real. That's for real. That's for real.
All right, great, great. Want to pimp yourself out?
Sure. Okay. If you want more of me, listen to my podcast, Taste of Taylor. It is on every Thursday, new episodes every Thursday. And yeah, you can get it for free. So go check that out. And then I have a daily show on Patreon, patreon.com/TaylorStrecker Show. Just even more of me and follow me at Taylor Strecker on Instagram.
Do you ever feel like we should just give up on podcasting because everyone has a podcast nowadays?
Yes, but what else will I do?
No, I know, but like, seriously.
I just wish everybody would like, stay in your fucking lane, okay? I'm not like trying to steal your job, actors. So like, stop with the podcasting, you know?
Every single person has one that like, tomorrow, it's like, you know, there's always a new one that I'm like, I give up. You know what? I think I'm going
to
give up.
No, because the cream rises to the goddamn top, okay? And
yeah, yeah. It's just sometimes you feel like, what are you doing this for? Because there's not enough hours in the day for people to listen to all these fucking podcasts.
But there are a lot that I will tell you. Mm-hmm. There are enough that, no, I'm somebody who's like kind of, I didn't listen to podcasts for a long time because it like fucked with my head, but I've started to a little bit and I'm like, oh my God, I get this. And it actually makes me feel better about podcasting because I'm like, oh my God, like when I run errands or I'm going around doing a million things, it's like, I guess that would be errands, but like, or like folding laundry or like doing dishes. It's like, it's such a nice companion and like TV cannot be it. You know what I mean? Because I'm too distracted.
No, 100%. If I'm watching TV, I have to like fully commit. Like I need to put my phone down. But I've always been a podcast girly. Welcome.
Thank you. It's wonderful. But I find myself even at times being like, oh, what am I going to listen to now? So I think that there is a lot of that.
Okay. All right. You're making me feel better because sometimes I feel like giving up on life.
Do not.
Like, we need to find what the next thing is. What's the next thing that everyone then is going to have, you know, over time? And people know what I'm talking about right now. I'm not going to
TikTok.
No. No. People know what I'm talking about right now. I'm not going to name names, but everyone's coming out with a fucking podcast and everyone needs to calm down.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Just because you come out with a podcast, though, can I be bad?
No.
Okay, fine. Just because you come out with a podcast doesn't mean you're good at it, okay?
I know. I don't need to name, you know why we're not naming names? Because I'm an anti-headline girly and I don't like being in the headlines.
I would love a headline, please.
No. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to watch this, you can go watch this on Patreon, patreon.com/Stassi. I also have my other podcast, The Good, The Bad, The Baby, where it's tons of also just like video content. It's like a reality show of me and Bo and my family's lives. It's cool. Okay. I hope that everyone was distracted enough this hour. Love you guys. Bye.